Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Botox is a popular cosmetic treatment where botulinum toxin A is injected into your facial muscles. It relaxes your smile lines and makes you appear younger. In sitcoms, they often joke about how it gives the patients this frozen expression and nobody can tell how they're feeling. But now, researchers say that having Botox not only makes your face hard to read, but also impairs your ability to read the emotion of others. This stems from the theory of embodiment. For a person to process an emotion that they see, they're actually required to mimic that emotion. So when you see your friend smile, your face automatically smiles just a little as well. Although this smile may be imperceptible, this action actually helps us understand how our friend is feeling. I'm Fanny Yoon, and I interviewed lead researcher Jenny Baumeister from the SISSA to better understand how she conducted her study.
We conducted the study by recruiting participants who had planned to undergo a Botox treatment for the first time. And we tested them before the Botox treatment and 2 weeks after the treatment. The 2 weeks are important for Botox because that's the time that Botox needs in order to show its full paralyzing effect. And in addition, we also tested in parallel a control group who never underwent any Botox treatment. And during the test that we did with the participants, we showed them slightly emotional and strongly emotional faces, and then we asked them to rate their emotionality on a scale. And then in an additional task where we asked participants to decide as fast as possible as they could whether a shown face was sad or happy. And again, the faces were slightly sad and slightly happy and very sad and very happy. And then we looked at how that changed.
And what were your results?
The results were actually pretty impressive and clear, as the patients showed across all three tasks that there was a certain degree of emotional blunting towards the slightly emotional stimuli, but not towards the very emotional stimuli. And also they became slower in deciding whether a slightly happy or a slightly sad face was happy or sad after the Botox treatment, but their reaction times towards the very emotional stimuli remained stable. And for the control group, we didn't see anything. And one possible explanation for these results could be that we used this facial feedback that we get from our mimetic muscles in order to make good decisions about emotional stimuli. And when the emotion is very strong, we may not actually need this feedback, since we have our brain and other cognitive resources that are enough for us to understand, for example, whether a crying kid is sad or not. We don't really need this feedback. But if somebody is just like slightly sadly looking, it might be important for us to consider all the resources that our body and brain gives us.
Going forward, what do you think are the implications of your research?
Well, I think the findings may have implications in many fields, but I think one of the most promising and interesting is at the moment the fact that, for example, some other research teams have shown recently that an interruption of this facial feedback loop may actually help those who get too much bad feedback from their facial muscles. For example, like in depression. So there might be a way of using Botox for treating depression in the future.